Yeah, it's Neville here. It's Tuesday, September 1st, 2009, and just some thoughts about content scraping and posterous. These thoughts have been prompted by a bit of a tweet exchange with Shannon Paul and John Cass on Twitter this afternoon. Just some ideas that suddenly emerged, stemmed or rather prompted by Shannon's tweet, just noting that posting complete blog content on your posterous site is the same as scraping, and I agreed with her. And that led to others chiming in with questions and comment. John Cass being one, Eric Schwartzman being another, just asking for some clarification here. So what it referenced was, if you use posterous, you'll know what this is. It's when you write a post on posterous, typically using the bookmarklet in Firefox, for instance, that lets you. Go to you're on a website and you think, oh, that's interesting, you want to comment on it. Now, I do this all the time, and so you click the link in your bookmarks link on the toolbar to invoke the bookmarklet. And what that does with a little bit of magic behind the scenes in the tech and how it works, I have no idea how it works actually. It copies the content from that post into an editing window that you could simply click post, boom, wham, there it is, and it's very quick. Or what I tend to do, which is more time-consuming, is edit out the stuff that I don't want to include, just the snippet that is the, in a sense, reinforcing a point I'd like to make. Because I rarely just post content. I'll post something, and I'll add a comment myself to reference a particular point that struck me about that particular content. So the example I've got on screen at the moment, which is which will be in the picture with this audio boo. Is an article on Computer World about Internet Explorer and Firefox, how Firefox is taking a lead, all that stuff. So I've on the page, click the link, it's produced the editing window and given me all the content of that post. So I need to edit it. Now, as I said, it's easy to just click post, and I suspect that's what some people are doing because it's easy to do, but it's wrong. And here's why. I think common sense, most people, I can't imagine someone's going to disagree with this, but there we go, somebody might. But to me, this is someone else's content. And even if I post it all with an attribution link, which Postgres adds automatically, it's wrong because I'm doing more than fair use, depending on the jurisdiction you're in. And this is where it gets murky in terms of copyright law. But you know what you're doing as a blogger. You want to post reference to someone's else's content and make comment on it, in which case a snippet, a paragraph or two that sets your story up for you to add your comment either afterwards or before, however you decide to edit it. And Postgres is really good for that, as is FriendFeed, for instance, which is what I was using before I switched to Postgres. And this is how I use Postgres at the moment, anyway, which is out loud thinking, links to things of interest, but more than just a link. There's part of a story, and it's the focus that I'm highlighting that I make a comment on. And there's still a link to the original complete story, so this attribution is given. And that I feel comfortable in thinking, yep, I'm making fair use. I'm not stealing their content or taking all their content, the work they've done to write a story and post it, and I've just simply redone that. Even if I had a comment, that doesn't feel right. So to me, it's the point Shannon's making, I agree with. And this applies not just to new people who are new to this, to anyone to think a little bit when you're using Postgres like this. Postgres is not. Right to use as a scraping destination, and that's the only way you can think about it is where you post the complete content from someone else's post in your posterous post, even if you had a comment. That's not right. So you need to be cognizant of that. And if you really want to get down to, you know, the legalities of it all, much of these sites and Computer World that I'm on is no different, has an all rights reserved policy in their copyright statement. So even doing that is probably wrong. Hence the fair use or the fair dealing in the UK jurisdiction, but it's a murky area, so you don't want to get lawyers involved. The simple answer is don't copy all the content. Anyway, these are just really random thoughts on this. I think it's wrong to do that. I don't do that. I'm certainly not consciously aware of ever doing it. It is snapshots or a selected paragraph or a sentence or whatever, whether it's Postgres or any place else for that matter, that reinforces a point I want to get across about that particular story. So in a sense, I'm taking it and referencing it and enhancing it. That's how I see it. So it's easy to do it the right way. What do you think?